Welcome to Microsoft Virtual Academy to another session about System Center 2012 Orchestrator. This time we are going to talk about error handling, external interfaces, and lifecycle management with System Center 2012 SP1 Orchestrator. My name is Andreas Reins. I'm a data center architect at Microsoft, and those are actually the objectives for today. So first of all, I'd like to discuss how to build some error handling within your runbooks. I would like also to give you an understanding for a proper lifecycle management process and how to do versioning and promotion of your orchestrator runbooks. Actually, those topics are quite important, and especially if you're looking into more complex scenarios with orchestrator, that might really help you and save you a lot of time. So the agenda for today is how to add error handling to runbooks. What's there about lifecycle management and how to do that with Orchestrator. We'll talk a little bit about how to install, upgrade, and promote runbooks. And then how to initiate runbooks remotely, and some methods and use cases here as well. So first of all, I'd like to talk a little bit about error handling and how to make that happen into runbooks. So there is there are multiple options how to build error handling into your runbooks. First of all, you can use filtering and link logic to trigger runbooks error handling measures. So for example, if your runbook defines an output, you're able to filter on that output on the links and say, well, if the exit code of that activity is zero, then it was a success and I would like to go on to the next activity. If the exit code was something else than zero, maybe minus one or one, then I know it's an error and I'd like to take measures here. And this might involve another link to another activity where you are creating some sort of error handling in there. So a good idea is having dedicated runbooks for your error handling, especially if you want to reuse them in other runbooks as well. So if you, before you even start tackling your runbooks that do the real stuff, you might think about some generic error handling runbooks that really grab some data, for example, some sort of exit code, some error text, for example, and deal with that. And you can think of writing that to a file, or you're sending an email out to someone. You might use Operations Manager to create an alert. So the next point here is that says use foundation notification objects or a SCOM IP create alert object. That's a way to notify someone or a group of people about an error happening in your runbook. So that could be part of an error handling routine or runbook that you're going to reuse again and again in your runbooks. And another way is, of course, using Service Manager and creating an incident, for example. So you're able to use integration pack for Service Manager that will, when an error happens, grabs the text of your error and add that to an incident within Service Manager. And of course, you can work with other service management tools, except Service Manager that you're working with in your company, and create an incident there as well, or just send out an email, for example, that would work as well. So think of your error handling technique or idea first, and create those error handling runbooks first, and then start working with your real runbooks that will reuse that error handling techniques and runbooks. Okay, here we are seeing a sample VM provisioning workflow, and at the very top, from left to right, you see the successful way how to provision a VM. From custom start, it will approve some request, it will check capacity, it will provision VM, it will register and verify something, and it will have then a runbook that will say that the request was successfully. And with every activity here on the top, there is some sort of validation. And in the link, you will have a filter that checks that output and validates the output if it was successful or not. And if it goes from left to right, everything is successful, nothing, no error occurs, nothing happened here. In case where there is an error in one of those activities, you can use those filterings on the links and say, okay, if the output is an error, then you would like to go to the bottom and call another workflow here that will actually handles the error. So, and those four different runbooks down here are really calling those generic error runbooks. So every of those four will call the same runbook that will define the same parameters, and those four will pass in those parameters from the activity that failed before. But to show you that a little bit better, I'd like to go to Orchestrator, to the designer, and show you that in a real example, in a real world example, and how to make that happen in your environment as well. So now I would like to switch to the designer, to the Orchestrator designer, to show you an implemented runbook or a couple of runbooks showing you how to deal with error handling in Orchestrator. So I would like to show you an idea how to deal with error handling in Orchestrator. So what you see here is a pretty simple runbook that's called error routing. It has one custom start defined here. If we double click on that, we have a couple of parameters, input parameters defined. For example, an request ID, an error state, an error message. All those information that might be interesting for dealing with the error. So those are defined here for that error routine runbook. And then what it actually does is it sends an event log with the information that it got from the custom start, from the initiate activity here. So it will add to the localhost in that case. It will add an error log with a couple of information that are passed in to that runbook. That's one activity. Another activity is it's going to use Service Manager, System Center 2012 Service Manager, and it will create an incident with a template. So if you double click here on that, so you see a connection to the Service Manager. It will use a specific class, it's the incident class. It will use a specific template. In this case, we're using the default incident template. And then it will define a couple of things for that incident. For example, impact, urgency. You can define what is the source for that incident. In this case, it comes from Orchestrator. It's an old one from Opalis. So the days when Orchestrator was called Opalis, and a couple of published information that was passed into that error routine runbook will be used here as well. So for example, the error status and the error text message will be used in the description of that incident. So you can think of your error handling in one of those runbooks that you can use your own help ticketing system if it's not a Service Manager. You can write to the event log, you can send out emails, you can send out or write files to a specific share, for example, couple of different things how to deal with error. So this is one single error routine runbook. So now let's go ahead and use see one of the runbooks that we've got here. So let's use that one. So this is how to create a virtual machine with a fixed template. We have from the very left to the very right, we have this successful way of dealing with that runbook. If everything works fine, it will just flow from the left to the right. If there is an error or a warning for one of the activities up here, it will have a link that is defined as the activity here, and if it returns a warning or a failure, it will go down this way, and it will use that activity here. Actually, you will find that in the runbook control activity. It's called invoke runbook, and if we double click on that, you'll see that it will call the error routine runbook that we saw before, and it will pass in the parameters that are defined with the error routine. So it has some trace information, it has a request ID, it has a policy name, so we say, well, the runbook, it's the create virtual machine fix template, so we add that hard-coded here. Then we have the error state, so we're using the object status of the activity. The object name, it's actually it's get request, and then we are using, well, that's wrong, we're using the error, so we are using published data, so from the get request we are using the error summary text, so okay, that's all data here, so let's remove that and use the right one, subscribe, published data, so we're using the error summary text of the get request activity. So you're using for, and now we click on finish, so you're using for every activity up here, you're using the same error routine that really does the same thing on every error. So in our case, it writes to the event log and it creates an incident in Service Manager, but you can think of your solution to error handling, so what you've done in the past, so you can implement a couple of different things, but most importantly that you're going to use the same error routine runbook in every of your other runbooks. So if you're familiar with software development, you probably have heard about software development lifecycle processes, and the same is true for runbooks and for your runbook lifecycle management. So you can really implement some sort of lifecycle process to support your runbook promotions. You also should implement some sort of change request process or change control process. So if there is a change for an existing runbook, it should go through an approval board that will work with that change request and approve or reject that change request. Then you probably work in a development and test environment. We're really separated from the production. And from there you're able, if your change is implemented there, then you're able to promote that to a staging environment for integration tests and a couple of other things that you want to test before you would like to really promote that to your production environment. So this is how a simple runbook lifecycle process can look like, and there's really no reason why not implementing that, and why not use the same techniques for software, for runbook development as you would do for other software development as well, because runbooks are nothing else than software that you'd like to develop, and you'd like to promote that to different areas and different stages. So how to do versioning and maintaining the version history. So Orchestrator unfortunately does not have any automatic rollback or built-in version history stuff. So what you should do is really export your runbooks and treat that as managed code. So you're able to export that and import that. So for the lifecycle process, that's the way you would do it. You just export your runbooks and import that in the next stage. And you should treat that as managed code. So export your runbooks and add that to your source control system, whatever you're going to use, Team Foundation's server or others. Just check it in there and check it out there if you want to work with that. That really is the way how to do version control and version history with your runbooks. And actually the export files are XML files, so you're able to open that with your XML editor and have a look what's in there as well. And of course You can, once the current environment has been backed up, you are able to store your new newly approved RUM books, and you're ready to do the deployment and schedule your deployment as well. So it's really important to understand that Orchestrator doesn't have any version history built in, and that you're able to really use your existing source control system that you already have in place, or you look into, for example, Team Foundation's server that really offers you version and source control from Microsoft, and you're able to use that with Orchestrator runbooks as well. So how to initiate runbooks externally? So one way to really run a runbook is to go to your designer, to the runbook designer, and start it from there. In most cases, you would like to have another way to trigger your runbooks externally, and probably the best way to do that is using the new web service of Orchestrator. So there's a REST-based web service that will be deployed with your Orchestrator management server, and you can use that web service to call or initiate your runbooks remotely. Then there is one command line tool which is published on Coplex. So if you go to www.coplex.com, you will find this Orchestrator chop runner, which is a command line tool which gives you the option to initiate a runbook from the command line using that that program, the Orchestrator chop runner. So another way or method to initiate a runbook is to use the Service Manager integration. So in cases where you have already deployed Service Manager in your environment and you're using Service Manager, or you think about that, there's really a deeply integration between Service Manager and Orchestrator. So with Service Manager, you can build a service request that's more a business process that you want to implement in your environment, but this service request can call Orchestrator runbooks to do some technical automation or technical processes and have those integrated in your business processes. So for example, if you think back to the sample about the VM provisioning request, that might be a service request that you want to publish on your Service Manager portal, and some user is able to request a new VM using that end user portal and say, okay, I'd like to use a new VM. It has to have 8 gig of memory and this size of disk space. And the user will just create that request in that portal. And from there, the service request will kick in, and the first thing it will have is an activity that checks for approval. So for example, the line in manager that's defined in the Active Directory has to approve that service request. So it will go out and send an email to that manager and will ask for approval. If that happens, the next activity might be a manual process where someone from the IT department has to do some manual stuff, just to give you an idea of the different options here. And then maybe the third activity will be calling an Orchestrator runbook that really will do the technical stuff and will create the VM and will add disk space and will deploy operating system and will deploy an agent or a different software, whatever it's defined in that runbook or in those runbooks. And that's all part of a simple and single service request, and that's pretty easy to build with the integration between Service Manager and Orchestrator. All of your Orchestrator runbooks will be or can be integrated and imported into Service Manager with a single setup of a connector, which happens in less than a minute. And then you have an integration between Service Manager and Orchestrator. The last option here that's called is an executable that you can use from the command line, which is deprecated and is replaced by the web services mentioned in the first place. So first option is using the web service, especially if you want to integrate that in another environment. If you have a portal, a non-Microsoft portal, for example, where you would like to call in and initiate runbooks, then your best way to do that is using the web service, the REST web service of Orchestrator to do that. So, summary about that session. I hope I gave you some ideas and an understanding of error handling and how to do that with Orchestrator. We also tackled the lifecycle management and how to deal with runbooks, how to deploy and promote and use things like source control with your runbooks. And last but not least, review all the methods that are out there to initiate a runbook from outside of Orchestrator, of course, because you're always able to use the designer for that, but very often you would like to use another system or trigger that runbook from outside. So with that, I would like to highlight again the content that's available out there for free. First of all, the TechNet Evil Center on technet.microsoft.com/evilcenter, where you can download free trial versions of Microsoft software. Then IT Champs, which is on technetmicrosoft.com/global-itchamps, which has a lot of technical training events for IT pros, and of course the Microsoft Virtual Academy, which gives you online technical training on Microsoft products for free as well. So with that, thank you very much for your time and hope to see you soon on our next session about Orchestrator 2012. Thank you.